The University of North Dakota, you got to give them credit for killing off that 5-minute major. Both teams' penalty kill units were pretty solid today, weren't they?
Oh, they were. They were. And that's, again, it's just indicative of the league. I mean, there's just, again, it's hard to score in this league. And, you know, we talk about how important special teams are. You know, special teams include penalty kill, and I thought our penalty kill did a good job, and certainly theirs was big when they had it, when they had to be.
It was a very physical game, too, today. How is the health of your team after that one?
Oh, they're feeling pretty good right now, believe me. They're feeling pretty good. But, yeah, it was a hard-fought game, and you know, both teams knew how important these points were, so you certainly expected that from both teams to compete that hard.
Coach, your team had 24 block shots yesterday, another 24 today, twice as many block shots as North Dakota. I mentioned to the listeners before we visited with you, that's 48 bruises. Those are kind of a pride mark, aren't they?
Oh, no question, but it's you know, that's almost 50 shots, and you know, if you're giving up one goal every 10 shots, that's 5 goals we prevented. And you know, that's how we have to play, and the girls are they take pride in it. You know, something they're all talking about it on the bench, and you know, those bruises are exactly that. They're a badge of courage. So again, we keep playing like that. We keep competing hard. Doesn't matter who we play, we're always going to give ourselves a chance.
The goal that Hannah Moore scored, scrum out in front of the net, and she just found the puck. I've noticed from Hannah this year, of course, I've had a chance to watch her for a couple of years now, is her skill and her stick handling and puck skills are so strong this year. I know you didn't get to see her before this year, but how much has she just improved since the beginning of the year?
You know, an awful lot. You know, I mean, I think when we first started, I think I had her on left wing, and she just looked uncomfortable. And you know, at the time, the other three lines were going pretty good, so she was playing maybe a fourth line role early in the season. But from the time we kind of moved her into a more of a second line role, it seems to me her game is kind of definitely elevated. And she's just a beautiful skater. If you watch her skate, she can just flat out go. And you know, where she needs to get better is just in those dirty, gritty areas. And I thought that goal was just a great indication of how much that part of her game's improved. And first of all, she got the puck deep to begin with, mm-hmm. but a great effort by her line mates, a forecheck, particularly you know, Kristen Grenier got in there, and then Nellie got the puck to the net, and it was a scrum, and she got there and found the loose puck and put it in.
Luckily, after the review, they gave you guys the goal. I know you hadn't had much luck on those reviews, but today you get some breaks. You mentioned grittiness. Christine Grenier has always been gritty. She finds those dirty goals, you know, and then sets her teammates up for just those smash-the-net kind of goals. It's fun to see her out there because she had a couple of opportunities today that she could have put in her own goal.
No question. That's her game, though. Christine just plays with a lot of heart. You know, she's just a tremendous leader. That's why she's got the C on her sweater. You know, we talked about that third period was more about will than skill, and she's kind of embodies that. She just goes out and plays so hard, and you know, she'll dive and try to get pucks out of the zone, and certainly will. You know, if she had to eat a puck, she would. I mean, that's her mentality, and really same with Citro and Steph. The girls that are wearing the letters really lead the way, and they kind of set the tone, and everybody else follows them.
It certainly looks that way, I know. And with Brittany Mowat between the pipes, too, your team definitely responds to her quick saves and her pad saves. She had a couple there that I don't know how she got from one side of the net to the other for that. There was one play, especially in the third period, where North Dakota easily could have scored. And she came from one end to the other and somehow got her leg out in front of it, and your team certainly responds very well to her.
Oh, no question. Britt, again, just outstanding for us. You know, you go against these teams, you know, last time out against Minnesota, and now this weekend against North Dakota, and the high-end players that they all have, and be able to hold them to you know, one goal a night is just pretty remarkable. And that's certainly, you know, it's a credit to her. It's just her mentality, how she plays and how she approaches things, and she's just an outstanding goalie.
It's been since 2007 since your team has swept North Dakota. It sure feels good, doesn't it?
It really does. I know Coach Shane talked about that going down. He said it feels awful good. So I'm happy for those guys, happy for the staff, really happy for the girls. Just real proud of them.
And again, you get a weekend off. Well, hopefully that'll bring you as much success as you did this weekend with a weekend off in between two series.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. You know, I think we'd rather keep on playing, but that's just the way the schedule shapes up. So we'll try to follow the same format and take an opportunity. Every day is an opportunity to get better, and that's got to be our mindset.
Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy the wins.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.